Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, learn English with news. It is Monday, the 11th of November. Today's news story is about the controversy surrounding a Chinese maths prodigy. But before I tell you what happened, let's take a look at our keywords. So here are some words that I'll be using in the news story. I'm just going to give you the words without the definitions. See if you can understand them when you hear them based on the context. And we'll come back to them all at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. So the first word, well, it's a phrase, a beacon of hope. What is a beacon? B-E-A-C-O-N. Of hope. Next, an adjective, thorough, and the spelling thorough, thorough. Next, a noun, rigor, r-i-g-o-u-r, rigor. Another noun, party, p-a-r-t-y. You might know the meaning of party, but it's a different definition to the one you're thinking. Next, another noun, deed. D-E-E-D, deed. Two more, a phrase, to be burned at the stake. To be burned at the stake. And finally, an adjective, gifted. Gifted. What does it mean if somebody is gifted? Right, those are today's keywords. Listen very carefully. See if you can understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. 17-year-old Jiang Ping from Jiangsu, China, once celebrated as a maths prodigy, has been caught in a controversy after being disqualified from an international maths competition. Earlier this year, Jiang's story captivated the nation when she, a student from a modest vocational school, secured 12th place in the qualifiers, surpassing students from elite universities. Her success was seen as a beacon of hope that students outside traditional academic paths could achieve greatness. However, doubts began to surface when other contestants pointed out inconsistencies. In June, a group of finalists called for an investigation, noting that Jiang's video responses contained several apparent writing mistakes and suggested she seemed unfamiliar with mathematical expressions and symbols. After a thorough investigation, competition organizers revealed that Jiang had received help from her math teacher, Wang Runqiu, who was also participating in the contest. In a statement, organizers said, "This has exposed problems like inadequacies in the competition format and the lack of rigor in supervision. We sincerely apologize." Jiang's school confirmed the assistance and noted that Wang had been given a warning and was disqualified from teacher awards for the year. Despite the controversy, many defended Jiang, emphasizing her youth and placing greater responsibility on the adults involved. One online post reads, "Jiang Ping is not innocent, that's without question. But who are the worst parties in this? The adults brought this child along to do a bad deed and let her suffer all the consequences." Another user added, "Even if the whole thing was faked, Jiang Ping was not the mastermind behind it. She should not be burned at the stake." The story has also sparked a discussion about whether the Chinese education system does enough to support gifted students in less academic pathways. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a big controversy over in China. How well do you think you understood today's news story? Did you hear the words I gave you at the start? Well, a couple of things before we go through the vocabulary. Firstly, if you'd like to test your understanding of today's news story, then you can do a comprehension quiz. It's a 5-question multiple choice quiz. It's available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. And in addition to that, you will find the transcript of today's episode if you want to read the news story in full. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join the fan club. Right, let's take a look at the vocab. Did you hear the words? Well, the first, a beacon of hope. Her success was seen as a beacon of hope that students outside traditional academic paths could achieve greatness. So a beacon of hope is something that inspires others to have hope. Next, thorough. After a thorough investigation. So thorough means very detailed. And the next word, rigor. Similar type of word. The lack of rigor in supervision. That's what the organizers suggested. So rigor is attention to detail. So the statement said that this has exposed problems like inadequacies in the competition format and the lack of rigor in supervision, the lack of attention to detail. Next, party. This comes from an online post. Jiang Ping is not innocent, that's without question, but who are the worst parties in this? So a party is a person or people forming one side in an agreement or a dispute. So of course, with this story, there are a few parties involved. Next, deed. The adults brought this child along to do a bad deed. Yep, so we have a good deed and a bad deed. A deed is an action that is performed intentionally or consciously. In this case, it's a bad deed, so a bad action. Intentional bad action. Okay, the final two. To be burned at the stake. So this is in another post. Even if the whole thing was faked, Jiang Ping was not the mastermind behind it. She should not be burned at the stake. So quite literally, to be burned at the stake is to publicly burn someone alive. But of course, this is more metaphorical, to imply the person has received all the blame and all of the consequences. So the person is saying she should not receive all of the blame and all of the consequences. And finally, gifted. This comes right at the end of the episode. The story has also sparked a discussion about whether the Chinese education system does enough to support gifted students in less academic pathways. So gifted means having an exceptional natural intelligence, to be gifted. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you very much for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you learned some new words. And I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.
Hi, this is Freddie Wong from Dungeons & Daddies, and this episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. Blast
Houston,
off.
We have a savings!
That's right. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that empowers you to save more, spend less, and take control of your financial life. Basically, you can see all of your checking, savings, credit cards, and investments in one convenient place. You can understand your spending trends, and most importantly, you can categorize those expenses and set up a custom budget by identifying top spending categories. Listen, you want to track bank statements? It's very difficult. Use Rocket Money to help keep track of all your finances. Rocket Money has over 5 million happy members and has saved its users over $1 billion across all of the app's premium features. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Get Rocket Money today at rocketmoney.com/allinone. That's rocketmoney.com/allinone.